Let me read a couple of more verses, or at least one more, that help explain that whole part. The last verse that Deacon Bracken read was, "And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it is better for him that a heavy millstone be hung around his neck and that it be drowned in the depth of the sea." May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is actually one of the real key set of scriptures in the Bible that are kind of like how-to verses. Now, Christianity is not really a how-to, it's a who-to, but there are some hows. There are some biblical truths and principles in terms of walking out our relationship with the Lord. And the scripture tells us in the Old Testament and several times in the New Testament that the just or believers live by faith. If you're called a believer, then your lifestyle should be one of believing. And the context here is that Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And so when he says be converted, he's not talking about his disciples becoming a follower of Christ. They already are. The word converted means just change the way you perceive, change the way you think. Again, he says, "At that time the disciples came to him saying repeatedly, 'Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?'" Now, isn't it interesting, and this has always been fascinating to me, that that question is asked several times by them. And Jesus never rebukes them for wanting to be greatest in the kingdom. He simply instructs them in how that's to happen. It always carries the idea of humility. To want to be great, not in the eyes of the world, but in the kingdom of heaven, to go after greatness in terms of your relationship with the Lord, that's not about stardom. It's not even about position. It's just about being a person who ravishes his heart as the highest level you can. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be great in the kingdom, to go after that. Again, that's not great compared to other people or great in elevation or position or fame. It's just in the eyes of God. And so he says, if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, he called a child to himself and they asked this question, and he stood the child in the middle of those people, his disciples, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted," or the word is "are turned, and become like a child," like children. And the word there is a little child. There's a big difference between a 10-year-old child and like a 3-year-old child in terms of what they'll believe. By the time they get to be 10 or so, they become more cynical. And they figured out that you tell them a lot of stories that are... But when they're little, you know, I always tell this, and I've repeated it, so for those who've heard this 1,000 times, but when we traveled a lot with my two kids, and my sons would sit in the back seat when they were small enough, they were always asking, "Where are we at now, Dad?" And so we'd be on interstates a lot, and in Alabama and rural places, you'd find lots, miles and miles of just pine trees. And every time we'd go through a section like that, even though there may be a city somewhere off the interstate they couldn't see, I would tell them we were in Treeville. Now, as they began to grow and realize I was, not that I was lying, but they began to think through the process, I think at one point, Woody, who was the oldest, he said, "Dad, Treeville's really big, isn't it?" And I said, "Yeah, it really is big. It kind of jumps around, too." "Truly, I say to you, unless you are turned and become like a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." And think of the word "enter" there as the word "explore." We're citizens of the kingdom, but we want to explore every bit of it. Amen? "Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble." In what way is a little child humble? Because they'll believe anything. Whereas people get older, they get full of pride and get cynical, and they're not so quick to believe. This is one of the real keys to walking out reality in this life in Christ, is that unless we become like a little child and believe the things that he says, not make up things, but believe the things that he says, no matter how ridiculous they may seem, will never fully explore the kingdom of God. See, if we only believe based on our experience, which is what happens to us as we get older, our experience tells us that some things we were told were true, aren't true, you know, Christmassy things, stuff like that. And then kids get older and older, they begin to become cynical about anything that's supernatural or transrational. And to become like a little child is a step back into that place of simplicity and humility that says, if God says it, it's true. I remember one time when I was in Bible college a million years ago that our professor was talking about Jonah and the whale. And in intellectual circles of theology, they were explaining away how it's impossible to live in the belly of a whale, and it goes on and on, and all the scientific reasons why that couldn't be. And finally, my professor, who's a brilliant man, said, I don't care if God said it was a frog. It's not about the whale. It's about God. And God can do anything. And if we lose sight of that, we become cynical and becomes hard to believe because there's things in front of us that seem impossible. There are situations going on and I just can't see how that can happen. It doesn't matter whether you and I can see it. Can he see it changing? See, I love in the book of Revelation, people act like the line of Judah, that title, is the dominant theme in the book of the Revelation. It's only used twice. But over and over again, Jesus is referred to as the Lamb. But it's the word little lamb. Christ is referred to as the little lamb. And Jesus always carries childlike faith. That's why Jesus said, if you receive a little one like this, you've received me. Because he was the most childlike person who ever lived on the earth in terms of his humility and believing everything he saw the Father doing, he did, no matter how ridiculous it might be. Spitting in mud and then putting mud and dirt and putting mud in a blind man's eye. How does that help a blind person? But he just did what he saw the Father doing. A little lamb would do that. He just said what he heard his Father saying, even something stupid like rise up and walk, take up your pallet and walk. That's ridiculous. But he believed what his Father said, no matter how ridiculous it might seem to the senses. To really know what it's like to experience and manifest the fullness of Christ, we have to be like little children. We don't get pulled into the nonsense that says you can believe, you can have anything you say, the name it and claim it. But if he says it first, you can believe it and receive it. There's a difference. And no matter what it is he says, if you're seeking him and he gives you a promise about some situation, and you cannot see in the world how that could happen. It's those who become little children that get to explore this kingdom of God and see the miraculous signs and wonders that happen in the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together.